And welcoming back, dear listeners, obviously, to this particular interview that we've got going on with Belvitch University's Professor Marvin Avarap, who is the Dean of Faculty, Law, Commerce, and Education. And we'll be having this particular engagement from now, specifically up until, well, the length is obviously 10 minutes, and it's based upon the aspect of Belvitch University's new program announcement. Now, Belvitch University, formerly the Belvitch Health Training Center, has successfully transformed in the last year from June 2024 from a specialized health training center into a fully-fledged university offering a wide spectrum of academic programs. Now, this particular rebranding marks a pivotal expansion in its academic portfolio to include administration, technology, health, sciences, law, commerce, education, and even more. Now, Belvitch University has or now reflects a multidisciplinary institution which is committed to addressing Namibia's evolving educational and workforce needs. Now, specifically, Belvitch University invites all prospective students to apply for its diverse undergraduate and postgraduate programs with admissions being open until 30 November 2025. Applications are accepted online through the website www.wu.edu.na with an application fee of $230 Namibian. And the university now operates campuses across multiple Namibian towns, serving a wide student base and enhancing accessibility. The admissions, remember, deadline is 30 November 2025, application fee $230 Namibian, and the application process, which is online applications at the university's website, www.wu.edu.na, and program delivery modes are full-time, blended, and distance learning options, which are available. Campus locations, the Windhoek City Center, La Friends in Windhoek, Lady Pohamba in Windhoek, Nkurunkuru Combat in Grootfontein or close to Grootfontein, Katima Mulilu, Nkurunkuru, Murorani, Walvis Bay, Otapi, and Ongwadiva. But inviting our guest who's going to be joining us here online, specifically telephonically, Professor Avarap, I'd like to welcome you and thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me.
100%, 100%. Prof, if we obviously start off with a particular discussion, obviously that these campuses demonstrate Belvitch University's commitment to a nationwide education access. Belvitch University rebranded from a health training center in June 2024 to a full university. What was the main reason behind this transformation?
All right, our branding marks an important evolution. While we started as a health training center, our growth and vision demanded a broader academic portfolio. Now, as the Belvitch University, we offer diverse programs across fields such as administration, technology, commerce, law, health sciences, which reflects Namibia's educational and workforce needs.
And then if we also look at the aspect of academic programs, Prof, what new academic programs will Belvitch University offer starting with the 2026 academic year?
Now, for 2026, we are excited to launch new programs across multiple faculties and disciplines. Particularly in the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, of which I'm responsible for, we have a certificate in project management, certificate in supply chain management, diploma in project management, diploma in supply chain management, a bachelor's of science in computing and information systems, a Bachelor of Science in Project Management, and a Bachelor of Supply Chain Management, as well as a postgraduate diploma in inclusive education. Now, all the certificates are pitched at level 5 exit mode, whereas the diplomas are level 6, and obviously the bachelors, which are honors qualifications, are at level 8 mode, or rather level 8 exit qualification. And most of these programs are offered on the city campus, though they differ in service of delivery of modes or delivery of modules, mainly either face-to-face, blended, or online.
100%. Prof, if we also look at what new certificates and diploma programs will Belvitch University offer in 2026?
Now, the Faculty of Law, Commerce and Education, specifically under the School of Commerce, will introduce certificates and diplomas, as I initially mentioned, in project management and supply chain management. And these programs will be using a blended learning mode, combining obviously the online and in-person classes, which will be offered at the city campus. So online, persons can register from wherever they are and enroll and can take these courses. Those that are offered online from anywhere within the country, whereas for the face-to-face or full-time mode, they should be attending lectures at the city campus in Bangkok. But obviously we understand that because of the work needs and other aspects of life, not everyone is able to attend full-time classes, and therefore we have made available the online mode of study just to cater for the needs of our students and prospective students.
And Prof, if we take a look at the bachelor's degree programs, what are they and what are these particular bachelor's degree programs that will be introduced?
Now, still under the School of Commerce, the new bachelor's degrees include the Bachelor of Science in Computing and Information Systems and Project Management as well as Supply Chain Management. Now, all these bachelor's programs are at Level 8 qualification.
If we take a look at the next particular question, is there a new program for the educators as well?
Excitingly, yes. We have a postgraduate diploma in inclusive education offered via blended learning mode through the city campus. So it's blended mode and the administration is done through the city campus. So yes, we have a postgraduate diploma in inclusive education offered under the School of Education.
And if we also look at the next particular talking point, where will these programs be offered? Stemming from obviously from the discussion regarding the question that we asked a little bit earlier.
Now, so most of these programs obviously are offered on the blended mode. And because they are offered on the blended mode, we combine the face-to-face as well as the online mode of study. Now, for the courses that are offered face-to-face, they will be offered through the city campus in Windhoek. And those that are offered online can be taken from anywhere within the four corners of the country.
And if we take a look at the next particular talking point, Prof, in terms of what new program is available under the Faculty of Health Sciences and for 2026 as well.
Now, all the courses that I have now alluded to earlier were undergraduate programs. Now, particularly under the Faculty of Health Sciences, for 2026, we are introducing a Master of Public Health, which will also be offered through distance learning, making it accessible for all the students across the country.
Well, there's also one specific talking point that I left out, Prof, in terms of who might be interested in these new programs that will be on offer.
Now, prospective students looking to advance careers in computing, project management, and supply chain or education, especially working professionals who need to study flexibly and just to add to what they already have.
And if we take a look also at what are some of the specializations that will be available in the Master of Public Health?
Now, Master of Public Health is a broader field of study, but there are specific specializations which include maternal child health, public health nutrition, mental health and well-being, food safety management systems, sustainable solid waste management, innovative approaches in pharmaceutical public health, drug regulation, child protection and adolescent health, and violence prevention and intervention. So those are the specific areas in which those persons who want to undertake the Master of Public Health can specialize into.
And if we take a look also, Prof, at how can students benefit from studying public health at a distance mode?
Obviously, like I indicated or alluded to earlier, it is not feasible for everyone to undergo a face-to-face full-time study because of work and obviously other aspects that they are busy with. Now, distance learning allows students to study from anywhere, balancing their studies with work or family or any other commitments that they might.
And if we also take a particular look, Prof, at the who should be considering enrolling in the Master of Public Health program?
Obviously, persons who are already involved in the discipline of public health or health in general should be eligible to undertake this particular program. Individuals, therefore, interested in advancing public health knowledge working in the healthcare sector or community health roles, and those wanting to specialize in areas such as nutrition, mental health, or child protection, but to mention a few, can be the ones that will be eligible to study this particular program, which is the Master of Public Health.
And if we also take a look at, are there any plans to add further programs or expand facilities in the near future?
Definitely, yes. We started as a health training center, and now we have moved or transitioned into a full-fledged university, and we've already introduced fields within commerce, law, and education. So yes, the Richard University plans to introduce a array of new programs over the next 2 years, and is investing significantly in infrastructure, including the establishment of new campuses across the country, and also the provision or the introduction of new courses. So definitely there are plans to expand, and we are looking at various other campuses, which will soon be indicated in the media and other platforms. So we are excited, we are expanding, we are growing, and this all is to ensure that we meet the educational needs of prospective candidates within the country.
100%. And then just for us to end off, Professor, if we take a look at what should prospective students know about the application deadlines and fees?
Okay, so our applications are currently open and they are running. And the applications are open until the 30th of November 2025. And the application should be submitted online via the university's website, which is www.wu.edu.na, with an application fee that must accompany the application, which is a small amount of 230 Namibian dollars.
100%. Professor, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and our listeners about the new prospects, new programs, as well as also the ongoing application period at Velvet University. Thank you once again, Professor.
Thank you very much for having me, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.